You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are with SEO and online brand expert Brandon Loris. When he isn't crushing it on the internet, he enjoys surfing in the Pacific Ocean, playing golf, traveling, and good Mexican food. Sounds like me. BrandLift is a boutique digital marketing agency out of San Diego, California. They specialize in SEO and PPC management, including all facets of digital marketing strategies. And from what we've heard, they are doing great things in the digital space. Brandon, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well. Thanks for your time spent in joining us. Now, for starters, is SEO still an effective way to market, and is it getting harder to influence Google's algorithms that seem to change so often?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good question. You know, there's always things coming out. You see posts on Facebook that say SEO is dead. Google is, you know, there's rumors and kind of the conception that Google is becoming too smart for people to kind of reverse engineer their algorithm. And I would say to the people that are kind of going down that path that, you know, it remains that, you know, Google position is, you know, paramount importance for businesses. And there are a lot of ways to influence the rankings, especially over your competitors that are not taking action on that. So, you know, just by, you know, being aware and taking action on your SEO, you are going to have a leg up on your business competition. So it is still very viable, a form of marketing, very profitable, and it is, you know, very well alive in 2016.
Is there anything business owners can be doing on their own to better their own rankings in Google and other search engines?
Yes. Eric, yeah. And, you know, that's what I wanted to, with this interview, I want to drop some knowledge out there for business owners. And, you know, that's one of the things that my clients value me for, is that I always give them, you know, information that they did not know. So, you know, it surprises me. These things might seem basic to some people, but it surprises me how often brand managers and business owners don't understand how important it is to track and monitor their web traffic, and doing it with a free tool called Google Analytics. Of course, you've heard of it, but you know, ask or look into it if you don't know. Is your business using Google Analytics, and do you own that Google Analytics account? So, for one thing, a business owner can do is install Google Analytics on your website, absolutely, and start tracking your data. Another thing business owners can do is, for one thing, Google has acknowledged SEO and that business owners need it for marketing. So they have put out a guidelines, Google's guidelines for SEO. Great thing to do to enhance your knowledge would be to read Google's guidelines for SEO. And then another thing is also making sure your business is plugged into Google Webmaster Tools and going through your Webmaster Tools. Now, this is sort of like a checklist that Google Webmaster Tools, also now known as Google Search Console, is something business owners can plug in themselves. And the Google Search Console gives you tips and analyzes your site for you. And as you click through that, it's pretty simple to learned this this platform of Google Search Console, and getting to know that can help your SEO out immensely. So just having an understanding as a business owner and getting deep down in your own data to understand kind of where you're at is a beginning.
And what should businesses look for when searching for an SEO consultant or company?
Okay, this is a great question. Thanks for asking that. Because, you know, business owners are bombarded on a daily basis often by offers for internet marketing. And, you know, a lot of these offers promise the sky and they're very alluring to business owners. So, you know, you should not, you know, just take the company's word for it that they do SEO and that they can do, you know, get you rankings. So here's kind of some things that you should be doing to vet out, you know, these companies that you're working with for marketing. And, you know, why this is important is if you look at it, you invest with a company for 6 months and you are not getting what you thought you were going to get, you're going to be out a lot of time and money, and you actually could be putting yourself in a tight position. So to vet out the company that you're hiring is super important, and you can do it by asking some questions, some specific questions to that SEO company. First of all, I would always ask for if they have experience in your specific business or if they have any any experience marketing in your industry or your niche. And if they do, that's going to be a strength. That's going to save you some time and some headaches just, you know, working with someone that understands your business. Another thing you should do is you should absolutely ask for recommendations. I think this is a practice that, you know, has been forgotten by some people when hiring vendors, is that it surprises me that, you know, businesses are not looking at references and end up, again, putting themselves with a bad agency or someone that really can't handle what they're looking to do. And then also, lastly here, I think it's important for business owners to understand the difference between a web designer and developer and an SEO person. So if you're looking strictly for an SEO strategy, yes, it's going to involve some things on your website and the coding of your website, but largely it's going to deal with a lot of other things like copywriting and an offsite marketing strategy. So, you know, companies that specialize in development but sell SEO or offer SEO are not always the best choice.
And certainly some helpful information in all regards. Thanks for that. Today we're joined by Brandon Lewis, the founder of BrandLift Digital Marketing, a boutique digital marketing agency out of San Diego, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Brandon, what is happening now in the world of digital advertising and PPC? Get into that some, if you would.
Oh, another great question. I would say what's happening out there is you'll notice that ads on the internet are becoming, while still annoying to some degree by, you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, ads are annoying online, but they're becoming so relevant, especially over the last 2 years, that the ability of online advertising networks like Google to target certain groups of people is just getting better and better. You have to work with your marketing people to kind of understand, you know, what might be a good strategy for your business. But I would say just the ways of targeting over the last year and the ability of accurate targeting are on the increase. So You know, I would say the relevance of the ads is coming up, and you know, the kind of that annoying experience that people are having of the past will be on the decrease.
Also, tell us, what is content marketing and how can business owners start doing that today?
Okay. Content marketing. I wanted to talk about this because content marketing for business owners is an ambiguous topic. But you know, if you're a business and you think that you should have an online strategy, one of the things that you're going to need is some content, whether it is a good blog post, a good sales page, a video, you know, a infographic or informational piece, a white paper, a study, a case study. All these things are, you know, can be helpful to present to your target market. They can, when you create content, it helps you become an expert in your field, or perceived as an expert, I should say. And it helps you showcase your knowledge as a company or an individual. And it helps to build trust with people. So I would say, you know, to get started with content marketing, you know, look for opportunities for things like case studies. Also, one thing you should be doing is you should be showcasing the talent within your company, and, you know, what some of your staff, you might want to highlight some interesting people in your company and use that in your marketing. Now, this content that you create, you can cycle out through social media and really put together a solid social media strategy, which is also under the content marketing. So they kind of go hand in hand. And so, you know, business owners should just be looking for unique stories and, like I said, case studies and things about their business in order to start creating this content that their audience craves.
Certainly information that any business can take advantage of, and anyone can utilize this for their business as well. We really appreciate the insight given here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners tuning in?
Kind of a overall tip here. If there's a lot of people I come in contact that are negative about internet marketing or anti-internet marketing, and they've had a bad experience with it. And to those people, all I'd ask from you today is that you take some time to evaluate where your business should be online. You know, is it in specific Google searches that people are making on a daily basis? Is it in your prospect's Facebook feed? And, you know, why, if you're still asking why you should be worrying about this, why you should consider this, at least for your business, is because your customers are absolutely online all day long, every day, and they are absolutely reachable with the right message from you at the right place, at the right time, via today's internet marketing. So, you know, I would say if you have done it in the past, reevaluate it now in 2016 and, you know, put it back into your marketing portfolio.
And the big question is, if folks wanted to get more information and or to be in touch in regards to BrandLift Digital Marketing, where can they get more information?
So you can visit our website and you can actually schedule a call with us right on the website with one of our consultants or myself. And that website is brandliftdigital.com. All one word. It's BrandLIF as in Frank, T, digital.com. And you can find a lot of information about our services there and as well our contact info.
Well, very good, Brandon. It has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you taking the time to interview me today. and I will talk to you soon.
And that sounds like a plan, good man. We've been speaking with Mr. Brandon Lewis, the founder of BrandLift Digital Marketing, a boutique digital marketing agency based out of San Diego, California, specializing in SEO and PPC management, including all facets of digital marketing strategies. And for more information and for contact, simply visit BrandLiftDigital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.